So, how did you actually do the watering? Was it just turning the taps for the
Oh,
various
look, in the early
sprinklers?
days it was running down drains, and but as we got money, we bought sprinklers, and I wanted another line of sprinklers once, and Dad said, "Well, you better go and get one." And he said, "You'll have to pay for it yourself because there's no money in the kitty." And I said, "Oh, anyhow, they eventually paid me for it." But I went and got what I wanted. It was fluming, aluminium piping, and they were in 20-foot lengths, and you shifted them one at a time.
So it
Yeah.
was pretty hard work then, shifting all
Oh,
the
it wasn't the hard work. It was the mud was the problem. You know, your rubber boots were always chock-a-block. You're lifting
Heavy.
kilo of mud every time you
Yeah.
lifted your foot. Yeah.
So talking about your father then, I believe he was quite inventive and really a bit of a scientist or an agronomist in terms of.
He was, as far as mechanically, he didn't know how to put two screws together, but gardening, he was brilliant. He really was. And he had a cauliflower given to him. His brother gave it to him, a seed of a cauliflower. And his brother said, "Look," he said, "it's getting fairly old. Growing seed where there's other things like cabbages or cauliflowers in flower, it was very dangerous. The seed you grew could turn out to be like broccoli or anything but a cauliflower." And he told Dad this. He said, "Look," he said, "this seed, it'd be lovely if you could improve it." And Dad said, "Oh, righto, here goes." So he planted the first seed bed, and he took, I believe it was about 20 plants up to Mannum. He had a friend up there, Ken Mercer, his name was. He was a greengrocer. And he planted these cauliflowers, and as they grew, Dad would go up every 5 or 6 weeks and see how they were going, and he'd pull out some that were not much good, he reckoned. And he'd end up with perhaps 10. And he'd sow that seed. We'd come home and he'd grow that seed, and from that seed, he'd take 20 more up. And he did that for 3 years. And it was grown up at the river where there was no cross-pollinisation or anything like that, and it became famous. In fact, in Europe today, well, I don't know about today, I'm going back 20 years ago now, it is known as Y66. It's a code name.